Country 102.5, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown, and we're really, really happy, really excited to bring two-time CMT Music Award winner and four-time AMA winner, Kane Brown, Woo! Onto the show. Hey, Kane.
What's up?
How you doing?
Boston's favorite. We love you here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to tell you, I got a message from a listener just a couple days ago. They said that the last show that they went to and the last show that they're probably going to be able to go to for a while was on March 4th, your acoustic live show that you did here in Boston. And they wanted me to tell you, and it was funny because they didn't know that I was going to be talking to you, but they said, if you ever meet Kane, just let him know, thank you so much, because while it sucks that that's going to be the last show I'm going to be able to see for a while, it was a show that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, it's circumstances suck, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. How have you been handling everything on the home front?
It's been tough. Luckily, we live in the woods, so there's a lot of things to keep us occupied. I've been riding four-wheelers and stuff like that.
Like collecting sticks and making outdoor fires. And I guess four-wheeling sounds a lot more exciting.
Four-wheeling is a little more different than the Swiss Family Robinson scenario
you
just created.
I had this vision that like Kane Brown was out there collecting sticks for fires. I don't know. I'm sorry. Correct me. I guess I'm wrong on that front.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a new single coming out. It's Cool Again. That's going to be out today, April 23rd. Could you tell us a little bit about the song?
Yeah, man. Originally, it was just about, you know, basically a breakup, boy or girl, whichever you could relate to the song. And it was, you just wanted everything to go back to how it was, you know, kind of last summer. You had memories of last summer and you just wish they were the same, but now I kind of look at the song and it's completely different. It's like I want everything to be the same before quarantine.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. To be cool again. So it really was originally written about a relationship, but now in your personal perspective, you're like, I just want things to go back to normal with the world.
Yeah, I want everything to be like last summer.
Yeah. And speaking of your world, I know that you are a big, well, gamer, right? You love video games. And do you still play, or are you playing more now that everyone is in quarantine? Or are you playing less because you have a baby now?
No, I'm still playing about the same.
Which is how many hours a day?
It depends, because I know that, usually my thing is I'll play during the day. Sometimes Kate won't let me, but I know that she goes to sleep around 10, so I know I play 10 to 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. every night, so that's what, 5 hours, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 4 hours?
Wow. No, that's when you get, as a father myself, I know, that's when you get most of your gaming in is during the off hours of the day. It's nice.
Jonathan is a big gamer, too. We want to know what game you play. Like, what's your go-to?
I just bought a PC. I switched from Xbox to PC.
Oh, look at you.
Is that the fancy?
PC is like if you get serious about gaming, you're not messing with these kiddie consoles anymore. You're messing with the PC so you can get the best graphics and everything. So what are you playing on the PC?
I'm on Call of Duty right now. I'm trying to get my aiming down.
On what? Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Do you play that, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan's more of a Madden guy.
I play a lot of Madden 20. But Call of Duty is the game that I play if I want to feel really bad about myself. Madden, I've gotten good enough at that I can beat most people, but Call of Duty, I go and I play. I'm like, if I wanted to know what it was like to be the worst person in an army,
then go to Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Would you ever, Kane Brown, would you ever challenge Jonathan Weir in an online gaming game?
I would. I would not. I would not challenge him in Madden on the PC. I don't have the controls of that much.
Yeah.
Okay, but Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
I would like to see that video of Jonathan getting destroyed. Because all the times that Jonathan brags on air about, video games, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know how that's bragging.
I don't know.
Really. I mean, as I wipe the Cheetos dust off of my fingers and go, I'm a very big gamer. Kane Brown, thank you so much for joining us on the show. You know, you, again, in times like this, it's great that people are still putting out new music. Your song, Cool Again, is coming out today, so people can listen to it today. And you also, January 9th, you sold out the Staples Center, which is an amazing landmark for a country artist, or really any artist, really. Mm-hmm. How anxious are you to get back to performing, though?
Man, I'm super anxious because our tour that we're on, well, we're supposed to be on right now, the Worldwide Beautiful Tour. It's just we've worked months on it. It's the biggest production I've ever had. It's the biggest show and tour I've ever had. And when we started doing them, we got 2 weeks in it, and then this happened. So I'm so ready to get back out there. But it's cool now because we're getting to add, you know, new music. So maybe we'll get to add those into the set for when we go back up.
All right.
There we go.
Kane Brown, thank you so much for joining us on Country 102.5.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.